You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
I'm so glad to be here this morning with you, the church, and to come around His word. So welcome, everyone. You know, this morning I want to continue on from Pastor Naomi and Pastor Lee with the lessons in the journey by looking again at the story found in Luke. My title is Prioritizing His Presence. And I'm going to focus on Martha's journey and what we can draw upon from her encounter and experience with Jesus. Let's turn to Luke 10, 38 to 42. And it says this, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their journey, they came to a village where a woman welcomed Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down attentively before the master, absorbing every revelation he shared. But Martha became exasperated by finishing the numerous household chores in preparation for her guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me. The Lord answered her, Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you so upset and troubled, pulled away by these many distractions? Are they really that important? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her. It's interesting looking at Martha and how she navigated this time, this moment of having Jesus in her home, and what she learnt from that experience. When we first meet Martha, she has welcomed Jesus and his disciples into her home, and then she gets down to the busyness of getting things prepared and organized for her guests. And as we know, Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening intently to the revelations he is sharing. You know, both sisters made choices that day. Martha chose to prepare, and Mary chose to sit. During all this preparation, Martha noticed her sister, Mary, sitting with and listening to Jesus, and she became upset and frustrated. Lesson one in prioritizing his presence, go to the best source first, Jesus. What did Martha do in her frustration? Even in that moment of busyness, she made a good decision. Straight away, she went to the best source first, Jesus Christ. Martha, in her frustration, knew exactly who to go to and speak about how she was feeling and the situation at hand. She knew exactly who could fix things. You know, Martha went straight up to the highest authority in her house and spoke directly to Jesus. I know we all generally talk to others, family, friends, social media. But you know, maybe, just maybe, the best thing we can do is go directly to the one who can actually give us the solution, the answer, and the direction and help we need. Even if we don't have an issue, we can still go to Jesus. He is the best source. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. He is peace. He is truth. He is the word. And this morning, Jesus is the best source. I know you may not believe this, but when we were children, Naomi and I, along with my brother, would fight, and it wouldn't always end well. But you know, when we wanted to tell on each other, as good siblings do, we knew exactly who to go to, Mum and Dad. They were the highest authority in our house. And I'm so glad Martha went to the highest authority in her house. We too can choose to go to the highest authority in our lives, Jesus Christ. Lesson two in prioritizing his presence. Martha could tell Jesus anything. Listen to what Martha says to Jesus in Luke 10, 40. It says, but Martha became exasperated by finishing the numerous household chores in preparation for her guests. So she interrupted Jesus and said, Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me. Can you imagine the situation, the scene right there? Jesus talking to his friends, Mary sitting at his feet, and here comes Martha interrupting Jesus in mid-revelation to his listeners, asking him to make Mary get up and help her. But this is what I love about Jesus. Even in her outburst, he listened. Even in her misguided frustration, he listened. Even with her thinking she was right, he listened. Even in her commanding Jesus to make Mary come and help, he listened. Jesus accepts Martha where she is at, as she is, and listens to her. The good news about Jesus is that we can go to him in the middle of a crisis or a situation that we may be facing, and he will listen. He won't mind if you tell him exactly how you're feeling. We just need to read the Psalms to know God doesn't mind us telling him what we're thinking and feeling. You know, many times in my car has hurt a lot. I've expressed exactly what I've been feeling to God. And you know what? He can take it. He is a big God. But like what we read in the Psalms, I do try my best at the end of my little talk with God to say, "But yet will I praise your name." He loves and adores you so much that he longs to hear what you have to say and what you are going through. Even the good he wants to hear. What was Jesus' response to her outburst? Here we see the love and the graciousness of our Saviour. In Luke 10:41 to 42, it says this: "The Lord answered her, 'Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Are they really that important?' Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her." Verse 41 in the New King James Version says it like this: "And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.'" Jesus says her name twice: Martha, Martha. There is something of significance when Jesus calls your name twice. We see it with other people in the Bible: Moses, Moses. Samuel, Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Jacob, Jacob. Saul, Saul. And in this case, Martha, Martha. There is something of spiritual significance that Jesus is trying to reveal to her. Urgency and affection are being communicated. You really need to hear this, Martha. You really need to listen. Jesus' tone of voice was one of intimacy and love. He loved Martha. He said her name with deep affection and spoke truth into her heart and into the situation. He gently rebukes her. "You thought I was going to take your side in this situation. But you know what? It's not about sides. It's about the one thing." And lesson three in prioritizing his presence: it's about the one thing. Relationship with me, sitting at my feet, revelation through relationship, intimacy with me. Martha didn't get the response she was expecting from Jesus, but it was the very truth she needed to hear, and if she received it, it would take her into a closer relationship with Jesus. You know, when we talk with Jesus, we may not hear what we're expecting, but it will be the very truth we need to hear said in love. It wasn't that preparing the food was a bad thing, but at that time, Jesus wanted her to be with him. He was showing Martha what to focus on, what should be her first priority. There is only one thing of importance, and Jesus wanted Martha to embrace it, wanted her to receive and understand the revelation he was giving her. It was of spiritual significance to her journey with Jesus. Can you hear him calling your name? "Speak, Lord, for we are listening." We want to receive and walk in your revelation. We want to walk in close relationship with you. We need it for our journey, Lord. Help us to prioritize your presence. Doing things is important, yes, but the one thing is the most important. And Lord God, help us to walk in it. Gateway, Gateway. I'm calling you for such a time as this. You know, Jesus did not want her to stay in her frustration, her worry, and her troubled mind. And this is the same for us. He loves us too much to let us stay where we're at when we come to Him. He gave her the solution, His presence and His peace. And He will do the same for us. You don't need to stay in frustration, disappointment, or worry. Talk to Jesus. His truth will bring healing and comfort. Lesson four in prioritizing His presence. The revelation, the word that Jesus says to you won't be taken away. In verse 42, it says this, Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted and I won't take this from her. That was the promise to Mary that day, that what she had received would not be taken away from her. Relationship with Him won't be taken away. Revelation won't be taken away. Truth won't be taken away. His promise won't be taken away. His presence won't be taken away. When God gives you a word, it won't be taken from you. When God speaks His truth into a situation you're going through, it won't be taken away. As we continue to draw close to Him, the truth He speaks into our lives to help us and guide us won't be taken away. We can walk in His grace that is sufficient for us. We can be assured He is with us. And we can look back on our journey and see when God has spoken to us and what He has revealed to us, which has helped us. We can hold on to what He has said. We can continue to declare His truth into our lives. We can continue to be encouraged by His revelation. You know, years ago, God revealed to me through His word that He is a good God. Then when I went through some really challenging times, I was able to declare that with such assurance in my heart. You are a good God. You are a good God. That truth will never change, and that truth won't change. The word, that revelation has never left me, and I still declare He was and is and will forevermore be a good God. My situation may not have changed straight away, but I could declare with assurance He is a good God, and that has never left me. It's for you this morning and it won't be taken away. Choose the one thing above everything else. Relationship with Jesus. Closeness to Him. Intimacy with Jesus. Out of that flows everything. So did Martha receive the truth that Jesus was urgently telling her? Did she receive the revelation that Jesus was communicating? Did she choose distraction or revelation after that encounter with Him? Did she allow the distractions to sway her or the one thing, the most important thing, relationship with Jesus? I believe she chose the one thing. In John 11, after her brother Lazarus has died and Jesus comes to Bethany, He says to her that He is the resurrection and the life and asks if she believes. And in John 11, 27, it says this. Then Martha replied, Yes, Lord, I do. I have always believed that You are the Anointed One, the Son of God, who has come into the world for us. Jesus revealed this truth to her, and she received it and believed it. Martha knew she could turn to Him and He would listen. But she needed that revelation that there was just the one thing above all else. Thank goodness that when Jesus called her name twice with love and urgency, she responded to Jesus and His urgency for her to see that the most important thing was the one thing. She put aside distractions in business and chose the one thing, pursuing a relationship with Him, prioritizing His presence. You know, this morning in closing, where do you see yourself on this journey in learning to prioritize the one thing? Do you hear Jesus calling your name? I encourage us all to respond to Him. Draw aside and spend time with Him. In His presence, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim. Distractions, situations, troubles you may be going through will grow strangely dim when you spend time with Him. Allow revelation to invade your heart over distraction. He is calling you to draw aside, to spend time in His presence. And this morning, as the worship team begin to sing this song to us, I want you just to spend this time. God, we are here. Speak to us. We are listening. Allow the Holy Spirit to come and just speak to you. Invade your heart with His presence and His truth, because He wants to do that this morning.